Yes. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify for Podcasters. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into it in my mind about the sports world. We're going to get into it about boxing, which should be coming up pretty soon, about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. But before we get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. The link tree will be in the description once I upload everything to everything on my social media. From TikTok to Instagram, Meta, Facebook, wherever the hell they want to call it. I'm even going to put it on my X, aka Twitter. So tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know that this is Late for the Party and this is how we go. So let's get to it. And also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on Spring.com, formerly known as Teespring.com, ladies and gentlemen, where you can get all the cool merch, the Late for the Party gear, and whatnot. So have no fear, Late for the Party's here. God damn it, let's roll. All right. Why? I'm just gonna cut to the fat here and just get into it. So, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I know it has to be an exhibition match. It's not going to go no more than maybe like 4 or 5 rounds. But are you fucking ridiculous? Honestly, let's just be real. Because deep down, there is no way in hell. And I'll give credit to the Pauls. They've been doing pretty well for themselves actually taking this situation seriously with boxing. This isn't some fly-by-night type situation to where they're just, you know, in it just for the shits and giggles of things. I'll give credit to the Pauls for doing this. I mean, but keep in mind, this isn't Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather, okay? This is Jake Paul versus Mike fucking Tyson. Okay, even skilled boxers would really want to go in the ring with him even at the current age that he's in right now. I mean, you're like, this isn't Floyd Mayweather to where he's going to dodge and do defense. No, Mike Tyson's going to be on a war path. Okay? He's going after limb and limb. Like, why would this boy really want to put himself in harm's way? This isn't, I mean, keep in mind, didn't he just lose to Tyson Fury's brother? I mean, it wasn't even like that much of a fight, but fam, this is Mike freaking Tyson. The only thing is, like, people today's standards might look at it like, oh, you beat up an old man. If he's even, like, he won't be lucky to beat Mike Tyson, no. But even, like, for Mike Tyson, oh, you got your ass whooped by an old man. No, you didn't get your ass whooped by an old man. You got your ass whooped by Mike fucking Tyson. Okay? I would rather run up on Brock Lesnar and smack the shit out of him and get my ass beat before I get, like, my spleen spitting out of my mouth by Mike Tyson. Okay? I'd rather jump off a cliff before going head up with Mike Tyson. And here's the scary part about Mike Tyson. I think he's more dangerous now than he was in his prime. Because not only that, Mike Tyson is... He's dangerous. He's mindful. He knows that he was reckless back in the day. And when a person has wisdom behind his ability... And keep in mind, he may be in his 50s, but bruh, would you really want to get hit by Mike Tyson? Why? Why would you want to tempt fate? Why would you want to kick the hornet's nest? Why would you want to do this to yourself? Yeah, this might be a little cash grab, but is it really worth it spending time in the doctor's office? Like, seriously. like, in coming from being a pugilist enthusiast, okay? A pugilist enthusiast like myself, I love boxing. And I know if you even make it out of the first round, all right, let's say it like this. Prime Tyson, yeah, you wouldn't have made it out the first 5 seconds out of that round. Okay? You might get lucky. If he goes in and hits you, yeah, you're going down, buddy. Okay? We ain't talking about reckless Mike Tyson biting niggas' ears. We're not talking about Mike Tyson after going through Robin Givens drama and then fighting Buster Douglas in Tokyo and whatnot. No, we're not talking about, you know, Prime Tyson beating, like, you know, putting the beats on people every chance they got, okay? We're talking about Mike Tyson smoke weed, does a podcast, still in excellent shape. I need to get on his level. You know what I'm saying? Who, like, he intimidates gangsters, okay? Like, Mike Tyson is afraid of no man. I'm pretty sure Mike Tyson could knock out Brock Lesnar if he had to. Okay? That's how dangerous Mike Tyson is. And, like, look, like I said, no disrespect to Jake Paul, but you're out of your fucking mind to wanting to, like, you might as well go smack a lion. You're literally smacking a lion with a steak in your hand. Like, are you serious right now? Like, I don't understand where the magnitude of you thinking that you're going to win is completely out of your mind. I don't see it. I don't freaking see it. And you... Oh my God. Like, if I'm a betting man, I'm putting, like, okay, let's see. If Jake Paul just so happens to make it out of the first round, I don't think he's making it out of round two. If this is a 5-round bout, it's not going further than, like, 2? Maybe round 3? If Tyson even wants to talk... Look, Tyson isn't no Floyd Mayweather. Tyson is no Roy Jones Jr. He's not going to sit here toying around with you. All right? He's not like messing with a cat with a ball of yarn, okay? He is a pit bull, a mad dog after a bone. And obviously, he has a kill switch to know when it's time to turn it on. Mike Tyson is in his realm when he's in that ring. Look at the footage of him going through his practices. The trainer wearing the gear is scared of him. He's like, dude, if the trainer who has all the gear in the world on him and he's still scared of getting hit by Mike Tyson, what makes you think, like, dude, you gotta be on something to think like, oh yeah, I'm gonna beat Mike Tyson. Like, good luck, Jake Paul. You might be kissing, you might be hocking up a liver before the end of the night. Like, seriously. Like, you really, really, really think... And who's training Jake Paul anyway? Like, who's training him? Like... I don't even know who he's who's training Jake Paul. Hold on, let me find out real quick. Jake Paul's trainer. boxing trainer. Like, there's no way in hell. I gotta see who his trainer is. Like, Jake Paul's boxing trainer, BJ Flores. Has been hospitalized. Oh, shit. And he's been hospitalized after being shot. What? What the hell is this? Oh, this was like, what, 2000? Who is the boxing coach? Shane Mosley? Oh, when he fought Nate Diaz. Okay, so you got some guys training you, but here's the thing. If you're being trained, it's one thing, but when you're in the ring against a veteran like Mike fucking Tyson, sorry, bruh, there's no way in hell that all the training in the world is not going to prepare you for the onslaught that you're going to receive after getting your ass handed to you by Mike Tyson. There's no way in hell that you're going to walk out of this unscathed. I'd be amazed. And the only way I would be amazed is if Mike Tyson throws the fight for himself. And I don't think he's the kind of guy who's willing to do that. No. I'd be pissed off if I find anything out of the fact. If I find any situation out of the realm of Mike Tyson beating the snot rag, hitting you so hard in your snot locker to where you literally forfeit the match because you're in writhing pain. I can't see it. Can't see it. Like, oh, shit. Oh, I got hit in the nuts. No, not hit in the nuts, but oh, you holding your liver called time. Oh, my nuts. I got hit in my nuts. Like, no, you're holding your liver, bruh. Like, bruh. Like, seriously. Like, you're like, oh, no. You are going down. There is no way in hell that you're going to be standing. I'd be amazed if you're wound up standing at this point. I give it round one, round two. If you even make it to round three, I would be like, huh, the boy got some skills. But he's not going to make it. Shoot, it's like trying to do surgery with a pipe wrench. You gotta be kidding me. Like, what is going on in your mind to where you think it's a groovy idea to pick a fight with Mike Tyson? Who? Why? Why would you do that to yourself? Why do you want to feel pain? I sure as hell don't. Okay, if there are certain things to, like, look, even Frieza was smart enough to avoid Majin Buu and Beerus. Like, why? Why? Well, that's what my daddy told me. Like, no, not to fight Majin Buu and Beerus. Sorry to use Dragon Ball analogies, but that's a pretty smart analogy. Why would you want to fight the God of Destruction? Why would you want to tempt fate? Why would you want to fight somebody on the magnitude of a Mike Tyson? Why? And you lost to Tyson Fury's brother not that long ago. Yeah, you might have defeated Nate Diaz or whatever the hell, but you're fighting guys who aren't really boxers. You know, they might throw punches here and there, but mixed martial artists are not boxers by trade. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they can throw punches, but they're not full-blown boxers. They're not like Holly Holm. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about somebody like Mike Tyson, bruh. Like Mike Tyson. Why? I don't understand you would want to do that to yourself. And watching just everything that Mike Tyson, like, I'm going to hurt you. I am not going to sit here and care about these fucking cameras. I'm going to hate you. Okay? He gets off hitting people in the ring. Okay? The scariest thing. If a man says that he gets off, he gets an erection for fighting and pummeling you. Do you really want to fight a guy like that? Like, dude, if I had a choice of who to not meet in the dark alley between Brock Lesnar or Mike Tyson, I'm picking Brock Lesnar. Because he would literally have to grab me in order to hurt me. And most likely that would probably be painful as fuck. But I'd rather take my chances with that over Mike Tyson. I mean, you know, like Mike Tyson, it's Mike Tyson, come on. It's like Mike Tyson said, like, the person that would scare him in a match would be Muhammad Ali. He even as gracefully says that no way in hell I will win in a match against Muhammad Ali. And rightfully so. You're talking about a guy who beat George Foreman. But we're talking about Mike Tyson. That's the equivalent. That's the equivalent. That's basically the equivalent to Mike Tyson, like him fighting Mike Tyson, like straight out. Like, dude. Like, no, you're crazy. You are fucking crazy. And I'll give you credit, Jake Paul, because as ballsy as it is to attempt to try and fight Mike Tyson in a boxing ring, regardless if it's an exhibition, 5-round, 3-round practice, that is a bad call. That is a bad call. Because you're just asking for your liver to be in your hands right after he punches you. And he's going to be hitting you with Dempsey rolls. Oh yeah, bruh. Even if you even manage to hit him, he's going to hurt you. Just look at his playlist. Check out Chiseled Adonis on YouTube. Real talk. Either way, you guys, I'm going to get off the hook. I just wanted to get out there. I know I've been off on... It's been a while since I've been on. You know, just been taking a little hiatus just to take care of some stuff and whatnot. And sorry for the dead air for quite some time, but you know, hey, look, I got almost 500 episodes, so if you really want to hear my voice and everything like that, go on the backlog and check out all the other episodes on Spotify for Podcasters, you know, so check it out. You know, the link tree and everything will be in the description. You can check me out on all forms of social media, TikTok, all of that. Check out the Cool Late for the Party merch. This is the In My Mind segment on Spotify for Podcasters. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, signing off, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, letting you know. And as always, y'all, you're always on time when you're late for the party. Yes. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify for Podcasters. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into it in my mind about the sports world. We're going to get into it about boxing, which should be coming up pretty soon. About Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. But before we get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. The link tree will be in the description once I upload everything to everything on my social media. From TikTok to Instagram, Meta, Facebook, wherever the hell they want to call it. I'm even going to put it on my X, a.k.a. Twitter. So tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know that this is late for the party, and this is how we go. So let's get to it. And also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on Spring.com, formerly known as Teespring.com, ladies and gentlemen, where you can get all the cool merch, the Late for the Party gear, and whatnot. So have no fear, Late for the Party's here. God damn it, let's roll. All right, why? I'm just gonna cut to the fat here and just get into it. So, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I know it has to be an exhibition match. It's not gonna go no more than maybe like 4 or 5 rounds. But are you fucking ridiculous? Honestly, let's just be real. Because deep down, there is no way in hell. And I'll give credit to the Pauls. They've been doing pretty well for themselves, actually taking this situation seriously with boxing. This isn't some fly-by-night type situation to where they're just, you know, in it just for the shits and giggles of things. I'll give credit to the Pauls for doing this. I mean, but keep in mind, this isn't Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather, okay? This is Jake Paul versus Mike fucking Tyson. Okay, even skilled boxers wouldn't really want to go in the ring with him, even at the current age that he's in right now. I mean, you're like, this is like, this isn't Floyd Mayweather to where he's going to dodge and do defense. No, Mike Tyson's going to be on a war path. Okay? He's going after limb and limb. Like, why would this boy really want to put himself in harm's way? This isn't, I mean, keep in mind, didn't he just lose to Tyson Fury's brother? I mean, it wasn't even like that much of a fight, but fam, this is Mike freaking Tyson. The only thing is, like, people today's standards might look at it like, oh, you beat up an old man. If he's even, like, he won't be lucky to beat Mike Tyson, no. But even, like, for Mike Tyson, oh, you got your ass whooped by an old man. No, you didn't get your ass whooped by an old man. You got your ass whooped by Mike fucking Tyson. Okay? I would rather run up on Brock Lesnar and smack the shit out of him and get my ass beat before I get, like, my spleen spitting out of my mouth by Mike Tyson. Okay? I'd rather jump off a cliff before going head up with Mike Tyson. And here's the scary part about Mike Tyson. I think he's more dangerous now than he was in his prime. Because not only that, Mike Tyson is, he's dangerous. He's mindful. He's He knows that he was reckless back in the day. And when a person has wisdom behind his ability, and keep in mind, he may be in his 50s, but bruh, would you really want to get hit by Mike Tyson? Why? Why would you want to tempt fate? Why would you want to kick the hornet's nest? Why would you want to do this to yourself? Yeah, this might be a little cash grab, but is it really worth it spending time in the doctor's office? Like, seriously. Like, in coming from being a pugilist enthusiast, okay? A pugilist enthusiast like myself, I love boxing. And I know if you even make it out of the first round, all right, let's say it like this. Prime Tyson, yeah, you wouldn't have made it out the first 5 seconds out of that round. Okay? You might get lucky. If he goes in and hits you, yeah, you're going down, buddy. Okay? We ain't talking about reckless Mike Tyson biting niggas' ears. We're not talking about Mike Tyson after going through Robin Givens drama and then fighting Buster Douglas in Tokyo and whatnot. No, we're not talking about, you know, prime Tyson beating, like, you know, putting the beats on people every chance they got, okay? We're talking about Mike Tyson, smoke weed, does a podcast, still in excellent shape. I need to get on his level. You know what I'm saying? Who, like, he intimidates gangsters, okay? Like, Mike Tyson is afraid of no man. I'm pretty sure Mike Tyson could knock out Brock Lesnar if he had to. Okay? That's how dangerous Mike Tyson is. And, like, look, like I said, no disrespect to Jake Paul, but you're out of your fucking mind to wanting to, like, you might as well go smack a lion. You're literally smacking a lion with a steak in your hand. Like, are you serious right now? Like, I don't understand where the magnitude of you thinking that you're going to win is completely out of your mind. I don't see it. I don't freaking see it. And you... Oh my God. Like, if I'm a betting man, I'm putting, like, okay, let's see. If Jake Paul just so happens to make it out of the first round, I don't think he's making it out of round two. If this is a 5-round bout, it's not going further than, like, 2? Maybe round 3? If Tyson even wants to talk... Look, Tyson isn't no Floyd Mayweather. Tyson is no Roy Jones Jr. He's not going to sit here toying around with you. All right, he's not like messing with a cat with a ball of yarn, okay? He is a pit bull, a mad dog after a bone. And obviously, he has a kill switch to know when it's time to turn it on. Mike Tyson is in his realm when he's in that ring. Look at the footage of him going through his practices. The trainer wearing the gear is scared of him. He's like, dude, if the trainer who has all the gear in the world on him and he's still scared of getting hit by Mike Tyson, what makes you think, like, dude, you gotta be on something to think like, oh yeah, I'm gonna beat Mike Tyson. Uh-uh. Like, good luck, Jake Paul. You might be kissing, you might be hocking up a liver before the end of the night. Like, seriously. Like, you really, really, really think, and who's training Jake Paul anyway? Like, who's training him? Like, I don't even know who's training Jake Paul. Hold on, let me find out real quick. Jake Paul's trainer. Boxing trainer. Like, there's no way in hell. I gotta see who his trainer is. Like, Jake Paul's boxing trainer. BJ Flores. Has been hospitalized. Oh, shit. And he's been hospitalized after being shot. What? What the hell is this? Oh, this was like, what, 2000? Who is the boxing coach? Shane Mosley? Oh, when he fought Nate Diaz. Okay, so you got some guys training you, but here's the thing. If you're being trained, it's one thing, but when you're in the ring against a veteran like Mike fucking Tyson, sorry, bruh, there's no way in hell that all the training in the world is not going to prepare you for the onslaught that you're going to receive after getting your ass handed to you by Mike Tyson. There's no way in hell that you're going to walk out of this unscathed. I'd be amazed. And the only way I would be amazed is if Mike Tyson throws the fight for himself. And I don't think he's the kind of guy who's willing to do that. No. I'd be pissed off if I find anything out of the fact, if I find any situation out of the realm of Mike Tyson beating the snot rag, hitting you so hard in your snot locker to where you literally forfeit the match because you're in writhing pain. I can't see it. I can't see it. Like, oh, shit. Oh, I got hit in the nuts. No, but not hitting the nuts. But, oh, you holding your liver. Caught time. Oh, my nuts. I got hit my nuts. Like, no, you're holding your liver, bruh. Like, bruh. Like, seriously. Like, you're, like, oh, no, no. You are going down. There is no way in hell that you're going to be standing. I'd be amazed if you're wound up standing at this point. I give it round one, round two. If you even make it to round three, I would be like, huh, the boy got some skills. But he's not going to make it. Shoot. It's like trying to do surgery with a pipe wrench. You got to be kidding me. Like, what is going on in your mind where you think it's a groovy idea to pick a fight with Mike Tyson? Who? Why? Why would you do that to yourself? Why do you want to feel pain? I sure as hell don't. Okay? If there are certain things to, like, look, even Frieza was smart enough to avoid Majin Buu and Beerus. Like, why? Why? Well, that's what my daddy told me. Like, no, not to fight Majin Buu and Beerus. Sorry to use Dragon Ball analogies, but that's a pretty smart analogy. Why would you want to fight the God of destruction? Why would you want to tempt fate? Why would you want to fight somebody on the magnitude of a Mike Tyson? Why? And you lost to Tyson Fury's brother not that long ago. Yeah, you might have defeated Nate Diaz or whatever the hell, but you're fighting guys who aren't really boxers. You know, they might throw punches here and there, but mixed martial artists are not boxers by trade. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they can throw punches, but they're not full-blown boxers. They're not like Holly Holm. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about somebody like Mike Tyson, bruh. Like Mike Tyson. Why? I don't understand you would want to do that to yourself. And watching just everything that Mike Tyson, like, I'm going to hurt you. I am not going to sit here and care about these fucking cameras. I'm going to hate you. Okay? He gets off hitting people in the ring. Okay? The scariest thing. If a man says that he gets off, he gets an erection for fighting and pummeling you. Do you really want to fight a guy like that? Like, dude, if I had a choice of who to not meet in the dark alley between Brock Lesnar or Mike Tyson, I'm picking Brock Lesnar. Because he would literally have to grab me in order to hurt me. And most likely that would probably be painful as fuck. But I'd rather take my chances with that over Mike Tyson. I mean, you know, like Mike Tyson, it's Mike Tyson, come on. It's like Mike Tyson said, like, the person that would scare him in a match would be Muhammad Ali. He even as gracefully says that no way in hell I will win in a match against Muhammad Ali. And rightfully so. You're talking about a guy who beat George Foreman. But we're talking about Mike Tyson. That's the equivalent. That's the equivalent. That's basically the equivalent to Mike Tyson, like him fighting Mike Tyson, like straight out. Like, dude, like, no, you're crazy. You are fucking crazy. And I'll give you credit, Jake Paul, because as ballsy as it is to attempt to try and fight Mike Tyson in a boxing ring, regardless if it's an exhibition, 5-round, 3-round practice, that is a bad call. That is a bad call. Because you're just asking for your liver to be in your hands right after he punches you. And he's going to be hitting you with Dempsey rolls. Oh yeah, bruh. Even if you even manage to hit him, he's going to hurt you. Just look at his playlist. Check out Chiseled Adonis on YouTube. Real talk. Either way, you guys, I'm going to get off the hook. I just wanted to get out there. I know I've been off on, it's been a while since I've been on, you know, just been taking a little hiatus just to take care of some stuff and whatnot. And sorry for the dead air for quite some time, but, you know, hey, look, I got almost 500 episodes, so if you really want to hear my voice and everything like that, go on the backlog and check out all the other episodes on Spotify for Podcasters, you know? So check it out, you know? The link tree and everything will be in the description. You can check me out on all forms of social media, TikTok, all of that. Check out the Cool Late for the Party merch. This is the In My Mind segment on Spotify for Podcasters. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, signing off, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, letting you know. And as always, y'all, you're always on time when you're late for the party.